views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia, here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about marriage. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason is going to reveal a really personal and a little embarrassing fact about himself. And I'm laughing because I happen to know what it is. So, well, Jason, what is your secret?
I'm sure there's listeners out there that are doing bets and see if we're going to be still married at the end of this segment. So,
yeah, that's true.
After all this revealing.
Yes.
But, I was struggling with this all week. And, I'm taking all my courage. My street cred is kind of going to go down the river, down the toilet after I tell everybody this. But here's my secret, and I hope you're all ready for it. But I watch the Hallmark Channel.
Oh no!
Patricia and I actually watch it together, and
He forces me. I want you all to know he forces me to do this.
The truth is that, we have, having worked with clients for over 15 years, each of us, reality, we've got all the drama from
drama, from, chaos, frenzy, anxiety.
Reality, from our clients. Yeah. So when it's time for us to relax, we just want something that's really predictable.
In other words, you can just numb out with it.
And it always has a happy ending.
Right.
But the reason I'm bringing this up, because there's a storyline in the Hallmark channels, and you have all these different love stories.
These different characters.
Characters, but that's not the point. The point is that—
I was just setting the stage here.
Yes, yes. Actually, the characters are very similar.
Yes, they are.
And the plots are very similar,
yes,
which is my point. And here's one of the most common love story plots, okay? And you change it a little bit. Some of the details are different, but this happens over and over and over again. And the most common love story plot is there's a woman who's engaged to be married, and this guy she's engaged to looks great on paper. He's handsome, he's successful,
he's what's known as a great catch.
Yes, he has a good family, et cetera, et cetera.
And he probably has money.
Yes, typically he has money. And what happens is that there's another guy that's right next to her that she's known for a long time, that they get along really well. And it's obvious to the audience that he's the best fit for her. But she thinks this other guy is better. And, this people around her start to see the problems, but they don't say anything to her. If they do, she dismisses it.
She has to find out for herself, Jason.
Yes. Well, and here's the rub. At the end, there's always some sort of skies parting where she realizes that he's not the one and this other guy is. But here's the truth for our audience today, because we're talking about marriage. The skies don't part. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. You this idea of following your heart or not knowing who to marry is largely because we come from a programming culture. And when you program yourself, oh, well, this guy looks good on paper. He's got, you know, he's got money, he's got education, he's successful.
He has a white car.
He has a.
Yeah. It's like that white horse.
Well, it's a nice car. It's not a white car.
Oh. But Jason, your car's white.
Usually it's yeah. Don't change the subject. This is about usually a sports car or a really nice luxury car.
Right.
Everything looks perfect. And, you know, he has a family, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is that that's how we most of us get married, is that we look. Now, some of the audience is saying, well, what about me? I always find the wrong guy. Well, the truth is bad programming is the same as programming. There's no such thing as good programming and bad programming. Maybe it's better to be programmed to have a guy who's more successful versus a guy who's going to cheat on you and abuse you. But both of those are still programming.
Yes.
And the way out, the way, the most important part of marriage, and here's, I'm just going to lay the foundation right now, and that is knowing yourself. Now, that's kind of radical, because all the stuff about finding the right partner is about, you know, techniques and strategies and these indicators of performance. Does he pick up the check? Does he do this? Does he listen to you?
Oh, I've got one. Does he pick up his underwear?
Yes. Well, she's talking about me. And we can go down that road, but there's not enough time. The truth is, it's not about programming. It's about knowing yourself. And one of the most important things about knowing yourself, and we've had so many people come to us with marital issues, and they want to use an energetic approach that we've always done since the beginning to kind of gain the upper hand, to program their partner to have them do what they want. And, of course, that's not what we're about at all. The truth is that as you reveal yourself and you get to know yourself, then you can see what's going on in your relationship. One of the things that most couples don't understand, and this comes from programming, is how they feel to the other person.
In other words, how I feel to you.
Yes.
And how you feel to me.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we defined that one.
And what happens is that when a client in all those years of hearing about all these things will tell us about a situation. Well, this happened and this happened and I said this and they said that. They tell us the words, but what's always missing?
He's not doing what I want him to do.
Well, that's always the subtext. But what's always missing is how they feel or the tone of those words. Like, why don't you pick up your underwear, dear? And
oh, I want all the audience to know I never said it that way. You can guess how I did say it. I'll be nice.
But the truth is that feeling, and we're making light of underwear, but the truth is that
it's truly a metaphor for how people what makes people angry, or it is that anger, but nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody even understands it.
How our partner feels to each other is probably the best indicator
of
what's going on. And sometimes you think you're appeasing, or you back off, or you have a negative reaction and you think you're not showing it to your partner.
Right.
That's rarely the case.
Yes.
You can sit there and not say anything, but be saying volumes. The truth is, and I see this so much, is that, I'm going to tell a story. And just for background, all of our stories are fake. I want to say that to you, because we've promised all of our clients confidentiality. And right. So we make up these stories that could be true. Okay. In other words, we maybe change the genders and the places and
correct.
The situation. But all of these could be true, and I guarantee you, we've heard a lot of these stories over and over and over again. But one of the things that we've heard a lot is a woman is angry because her husband doesn't want to have sex with her.
No. Yeah.
But she doesn't realize how she feels to him. And
when she's angry, or that she's angry all the time.
Yes. She doesn't understand that she has this anger and bully energy that no one would want to have sex with.
There's an edge about it that you can feel coming even before the person walks into the room.
it happens in reverse when the man says, okay, I'm trying to get my wife to do this, and it's just a simple request, but why won't she do it? But he doesn't understand that there's an intensity, maybe a bully energy, maybe a
manipulating energy,
you know, or a condescending, righteous energy that could turn you off completely.
Yes.
So for us, let's see if we can recap for today's segment. The first thing is that self-knowledge is foundational to a good marriage and comes from uncovering your ecosystem. And then the second key point for this segment is it's important to understand how you feel, or for you to feel how you feel to your partner.
It's really important. So when we come back, we're going to talk about illusions that almost everyone has about marriage. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this one. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about marriage. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. We are talking about marriage, and I really felt that Jason didn't quite make his point about the woman that was angry with her husband. And so if you would elaborate on that a little bit.
It's about understanding how your spouse feels.
Yeah.
And that's so important because the words are one thing, but the feeling is another. For example, anger is a very easy one to identify. The ones that are a little more difficult is neediness, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if your spouse is really needy, you can't quite put your finger on what that is, but it doesn't feel very good to you.
It's really irritating.
And neediness doesn't create a warmth or a connection.
Right.
It just creates more of a barrier and a wall.
Exactly.
What are some other things? Being prickly.
Yeah.
You know, there's knowing that anger is just below the surface, so you don't want to interact with
That's walking on eggshells,
yes.
That kind of thing.
And the reverse of that is when you are so meek that you can't,
yeah.
your partner engages with you, but you back away and you don't say what you want,
right.
say what you need. And it's a feeling. It's not what you do precisely. It's a feeling.
Exactly, because not everybody does it the same way. So, Jason, let's get into some of those illusions that people have about marriage.
Here's the biggest one of all time. If only my spouse would do blank, our marriage would be better. And I guarantee you, if I picked up my underwear, here we go again, it would not make our marriage better. The truth is, we do really well. And in spite of my underwear on the floor sometimes, we do, but not because I'm either picking it up or laying it down there. It has more to do with the energy.
Exactly.
And we're getting to that in the third segment.
Exactly.
But the other one is, here's a big one. If only I was married to the right person, everything would be okay.
Not
true.
Because every person has their thing or things, that the baggage that they carry with them. But when you start to know yourself and understand who you are and how you present you to the relationship, it's pretty amazing what comes out.
The truth is, it's not about what you do in the relationship. It's about the energy of a relationship.
Exactly.
And that's what it's the energy that creates the intimacy.
Right.
And by removing the negative stuff, then that good stuff can come forward.
By the way, I want to attest to, it's amazing, everyone. It is truly, truly amazing. Doesn't mean I haven't wanted to throttle him, I don't know, once a day. But the truth is, it is amazing.
Well, you told me because you're amazing, sweetie.
Talk about illusions. Anyway, so another one
Here's a big one. Oh.
Falling out of love with my partner. Patricia, I'm falling out of love with my partner. And I don't, you know, I mean, I just see that this relationship isn't working.
You know, we were just talking about this on our walk this morning. And falling in love, falling out of love,
right.
Sounds like an accident waiting to happen where you have orthopedic issues. The truth is, you don't fall in and fall out of love that way. What people are saying when they say I've fallen out of love with my partner is that there's been a buildup of negative energy that hasn't been removed.
And one of the things we can do is?
Remove it.
Exactly.
That's what we do in the Living Lighter program.
Yes, 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 yes. Just a couple more, Jason. Just reiterate them. I can read a good book about marriage and it will make it better.
There's a fallacy of the characteristics of a good marriage.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing some research about marriage, there was this Time magazine had put out a special issue about marriage, and it would tell you the characteristics of a good marriage. People will read that, and what they'll do is say, oh, if I just do these things,
everything will be okay,
which is a form of programming.
Yes.
You can't act. You can't fake it. You have to create an energy in your relationship, and that you can do by directly working with the energy. That's what we do. So
what's the next one?
The fallacy of compatibility. That's a biggie. We think that if I was compatible, you know, I'm not sure that we're compatible. Are we compatible?
We're not. Jason and I have completely different loves of, I'll put it this way. We have completely different hobbies, so to speak. We do share music. definitely. But Jason, I would say that his work wife is his computer. He loves his computer. I'm not a computer person. Give me a guitar, give me a song to sing or something to paint. I'm your girl.
But here's the difference, okay? It's not that we're compatible in that way at all.
Exactly.
But when I am talking to her for hours and hours about what the best lawn tractor is to get, which is what's happening now, or she's doing a painting and saying, well, you know, what if I do this or what if I do that? And I listen, that's the difference.
Well,
but that's an energy. It's not
exactly,
something that we do.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not forcing myself to look at the painting because of the goodwill in the relationship, which comes from removing the negative.
Right.
We're able to connect that way.
Well, and I'm going to make a really little point here. And it's the part of understanding yourself helps you understand what your partner needs. So your partner can understand what you need.
Yes. That's you just raised a really big issue, which is the truth is that if you.
What did I say?
I don't know.
when you know yourself, I'm going to repeat it. When you know yourself, then you can learn to know what your partner needs. And when your partner learns his self or herself, it's the reverse. And it's the most amazing thing because we don't do, in our relationship, we don't do compromise. I have to tell you, compromise doesn't, that's one of those fallacies. It's a secret. It doesn't work.
Well, and to make your point is, and you're right on, as you uncover yourself, you understand the process.
Yeah.
And if you're both uncovering yourselves and focusing on yourself as opposed to your partner, like if it's not about me, it's about him. Or it's not about her, it's about him.
Right.
You know, when you're focused on yourself and uncovering yourself, it makes a huge difference because then you understand the process. So you may be struggling with what happens when you uncover yourself, but then you understand the struggle that your partner's having with uncovering themselves.
And what your partner might struggle with, what you've uncovered for you and vice versa.
Yes.
But here's the key, and I'm going to just put it in there. Jason and I we don't have very many contracts between us. And the bottom line is we have agreed that when one or both of us wants to kill each other, out of pure love, of course, we agree that we will sit down and do clearing. We will not do blame. And we will clear the energy and not blame. It is amazing.
It is such a big difference.
It's huge.
We've got clients who say, well, you know, we tell them this and then we hear back that they said, well, okay, you're all screwed up, so we better sit down and clear.
We've heard that.
That
we've actually
work.
Heard that. So, Jason, just to let's bring this home. What are some of the secrets, the false secrets to a good marriage?
We hear this all the time. They're almost a cliche, but
they are.
One is never go to bed angry. Well, the truth is, sometimes if you try and force yourself not to be angry, then it's programmed.
It is programming.
And you're not ready.
No.
And if you might have to go to bed angry. You might have to
sleep in the other room.
Sleep in the doghouse, you know. it may take a couple of days in the doghouse before the smoke can clear.
Exactly.
But then when you do come together and you clear it, it'll be okay.
And the other thing is that that's an opportunity to clear yourself as well.
I hear this all the time. Happy wife, happy life. And that is such, that's a formula of appeasement.
I am a happy person, Jason. You know it.
The truth is that if you appease your partner, first of all, you're getting angry. And chances are it's not making your partner happy either.
No, because it's a form of manipulation.
And then what the issue that you talked about is compromise.
No.
Compromise usually ends up with a lose-lose.
Mm-hmm.
And if you clear enough, if you clear the negative energies between you enough, you can find some type of win-win.
You can.
If you hang in there long enough.
You can. You absolutely can. So, Jason, could you regroup?
the key points for the segment?
Yeah. Regroup? Yeah, same thing.
One of the first things is you can't program your spouse to make your marriage better. That's the first one. That's top of the heap. The second one is falling out of love or having a dead relationship is the result of negative energy buildup.
Yes.
It's not that you fell out of, you know, like falling out of bed in the morning. When that negative energy builds up, it numbs you out. It deadens you. That spark, that attractiveness that you found with your partner goes away. Here's the third one. It's a fairy tale to believe that changing or programming your partner will make a difference. It is so not true.
Because you gain resistance and resentments.
Yes. And you can't program yourself into a good marriage by imitating characteristics of a good marriage.
That's lying.
It's a form of lying. It's a form of acting. And if there's any place in the world where, as an actor, you're outed, it's in your marriage.
Absolutely.
You can't fake it. You can't create an illusion with your spouse. And then the last one, of course, is compatibility does not guarantee a good marriage.
So, when we come back, we're going to describe an ecosystem approach to marriage and some juicy details about our marriage.
More juicy details? I don't know. Okay.
No, you don't want to miss this one. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Thank you.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about marriage. And in this segment, we're going to talk about applying the ecosystem approach. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason?
So during the break, she was asking, well, what's the juicy part? Last time we said we were going to talk about some juicy stuff about our marriage, and so now I'm under the gun. But the truth is that when we clear the negative energy between us, we've been together...
almost 20 years.
Yes, almost 20 years. And it's still fresh. It's still fun. It's still... It's a connection that we have that constantly gets deeper. We're still attracted to each other. We still like each other. We still enjoy each other. And at the end of the day, when we don't want to be with anybody else and we've had it with people, don't take that personally, but we can be with each other. And it's very, very, it's very comforting, and it's what we wish for everyone. The way we get there is not some sort of do this, this, and this, not some sort of formula. Don't force yourself to do this, this, and this, but truly by removing on a regular basis the negative energies between us. You know, I always use the metaphor, and it's kind of a male metaphor. You know, you would never drive
your car. Oh, what a surprise.
You would never drive your car without ever changing the oil. And by removing the negative energy in a marriage, it's sort of like that. Because in a marriage, you have business details that you have to take care of. You have hurts. You have difficulties, frustrations.
You have the kids. You have the shopping. You have the obligations of everyday living.
And it builds up, and it creates anger and frustration between you.
Mm-hmm.
And by clearing those things, it's such a moment.
It is
truly an moment. And not doing it. Actually, the female metaphor would be like you were talking about dust bunnies. I know I'm going to out your dust bunnies on national radio here, but she found a dust bunny. Anyways, a woman would never say, I cleaned my house, you know, four years ago. I'm not going to clean it again. You know, that for most women, that's like scratching your nails on a black
on a chalkboard.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing. You have to clean the stuff between you. And the way you do that is by removing those negative energies. So, and there's no limit to the energies that can build up. And the more frequently you do it, the better off you are. And as long as you don't use it
as a tool to abuse each other with.
Yes, or as an angry thing, mm-hmm. It works. Now, the truth is there are people out there saying, well, my spouse would never do this. He doesn't believe in any of this. Blah, 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 you know, expletive, deleted, all that stuff.
We work with a lot of couples.
Who, when there's just one partner that's working with us. And I guarantee you, when that partner clears their energy and clears the energy between them, even if the other partner isn't on board, even if the other partner isn't participating
right.
or doesn't want to hear about this, blah, 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 you know, it works.
It works.
And
it truly does.
The way we work with energy works whether you believe it or not. You don't have to believe in it. You don't have to make it a religion. It just works, and we just do it.
Yeah.
And it works really nicely. So the other thing that I want to bring up is it's always important to focus on yourself first. I was saying this to Patricia. Even if you think you're married to Lucifer's spawn, Lucifer's son, you know, and I've had a lot of people tell me that that's who their spouse is. But the truth is that no matter how awful your spouse is, when you change your energy,
you change their energy.
And you change the energy between you.
Exactly.
And it makes a huge difference.
And it's, you know, one of the most amazing, I kind of think of it, this as Jason has his energy, I have my energy, and then there's the energy of our relationship. And I change my energy, he changes his energy, and then together, and sometimes not always together, we change the energy for the positive to our relationship.
Well, and the truth is, there's never an expectation that you're responsible for my energy.
Exactly.
Or she's responsible for my energy. And when we start from this presumption that we're responsible for our own, then we often help each other.
Well, and
easily and effortlessly. There's no...
Without being upset because there's underwear on the floor. It just gets done. It gets taken care of. So what are the key points of this segment, Jason?
Well, we're doing this quick here because we want to show you how to do the clearing, and then mm-hmm. in the last segment we're going to do that. And oh, by the way, on our newsletter we have a bonus segment that is basically a clearing on something you can do on a regular basis in your marriage to reduce the dust bunnies, for, you know, or change the oil. And if you do this for yourself, even if your partner's not on board, it's going to really help you. So sign up for a newsletter. You can do that by going to our webpage at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab and sign up. And we'll be sending out this bonus feature tomorrow. So sign up right away.
And it works, everyone. This works. So with that said, Jason, let's jump in and tell them how to clear again.
We're going to talk about how you do clearing. And basically, you can do it any place, anywhere. There's no posture. You do it in your imagination. You don't have to say the words out loud. You can. I wouldn't recommend doing it in public. Don't make yourself look weird. But in your imagination, just take the stated emotions and to eliminate, and we'll state the emotion, and gather it up. Starting at the tips of your toes, and then blow it out, and imagine it going out from your mouth, from your heart, into a trash can. And we own the trash can. We'll clean the trash can out. Don't worry about it. We'll put the negative energy in there. We'll get rid of it for you. And then we go on to the next emotion. It's really that simple. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to do any of that. And then the other part is that's the elimination. And then Patricia's going to tell you how to activate life force, which is the other energy that we use.
And how you do that is you're going to reverse the process. So as you inhale, take in into your heart, into your body, into who you are, life force. It is the most amazing thing. Let it go all the way to your toes. And then we see this as clear, pure light. When you use this energy, it just is so amazing. You know what? Everybody out there right now, we have an extra minute or two. What I'd like you to do is just take a nice breath and imagine when you take that breath, clear, pure light coming right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to your toes. Sounds like this. Take a breath in. And then blow it out.
The great part is when you can add instructions to that. So
absolutely, like?
And to activate light between us, between myself and my spouse. Take a deep breath and imagine that clear, pure light
going
in between
all
you.
The way through your body.
Yes.
And your partner's body, and then between you. Now blow it out. There is power in that. And the most amazing thing, by the way, I'm going to give away one thing. We're going to talk about parenting next week. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes.
If any of you are parents and even animal parents, boy, next week is going to be a real powerful one. So don't miss that one.
One of our clients was giving me some feedback, and they were listening to the radio show, and he said it was very insightful, but he was listening to the one on weight loss, and this guy's a skinny guy, and he could see that all the principles, the process applies to him in a more generic way.
Yes.
And that's true for all of these topics, even
yes.
though we're talking about parenting and weight loss.
And marriage. And
fitness.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about money soon. Mm-hmm. They all kind of have the same theme.
Mm-hmm.
And they can all be helpful, and they can be applied in many, many different situations. So kudos for him to have that that insight.
Yes, I agree. So, want to feel better? Do you want to feel better about your marriage / relationships in life? Stay tuned. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about marriage. We're going to do some clearing right now to help you with your marriage and your relationships. So this, Jason, go for it.
This is the fun part, and we talked about how to do it in our last segment. So here we go. Let's do some clearing. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see and feel how I feel to others. Take a breath, blow it out. Gentle breath, not a big breath, no dizziness here.
Let's take another breath on that one. Take a breath. Jason, I need you to explain this one. How I feel to others, what do you mean?
Well, with the clearing statement, and okay. To eliminate my numbness to how I feel to others.
Ooh, take a breath, blow it out.
And oh, by the way, this doesn't only help you with your marriage. It'll help you with at work.
How about everywhere?
Yes. You may not understand why people are just reacting badly to you, but you don't understand how you feel to them.
Yes.
And to eliminate the dark energy, the negative energy that keeps me from feeling how I feel to others. Take a breath.
And to make it a little more black and white, that keeps me from seeing how others see me, how they feel about me. Is that what you mean?
It's really a feeling. It's, you know, I know a lot of us are visual. It's how you feel to someone else.
Yes.
So you may have the most spiffiest outfit, but you feel kind of prickly, or you feel angry, or you feel righteous. Ooh, that's one of the worst. That's hard to, you know.
Yeah.
So here, let's keep going. The numbness I have to the real me. Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the fear I have in knowing the real me.
Yes.
I have to tell you, take a breath, everyone. That is probably one of the most common questions I have. What if I don't like me? Well, the truth is, I can see who you are underneath all that negative energy, and I like you. So let's just start with that one. One more time. Take a breath.
It's sort of built in that your authentic self is someone you would always like because it's you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So
it's only negative energy that makes you feel like you wouldn't like that. Oh, so let's clear that and to eliminate.
what a shock.
The negative energy, the shame, the guilt, the unworthiness that says if I clear away the numbness to how I feel that I won't like it.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any self-absorption I have that keeps me stuck in my own emotions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any confusion I have about what to clear, or, you know, is this right? Is this wrong? When you clear confusion, what happens is you will see what's going on, what emotions, what energies are going on in front of you a whole lot easier. Take a breath. Here's one of the best. And to eliminate the false belief, if only my partner would behave like I want him or her to behave, everything would be better.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the negative energies I'm holding on to that's keeping me from behaving the way I want to behave, not stuck in negative energy or minus the negative energy. Take a breath. And by the way, this next one, it's got to be one of my favorites. So I'm going to let Jason say it.
That was a setup. And to eliminate my neediness to control my spouse.
I have no idea what he means by this. So I'm going to clear confusion and the neediness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the neediness I have to get my husband to pick up his underwear. Just kidding. Take a breath.
Of course he wouldn't clear that one.
you could put in the blank and anything you want. And to eliminate my neediness to get my spouse to do blank.
Yes. Yes.
Take a breath.
Yes. Take a breath. Go ahead.
And to eliminate my focus on my spouse instead of myself.
Ooh, that's a big one. Take a breath. And to eliminate the illusion that there's nothing wrong with me and what I want and how I want it done, I release and let go of that illusion.
And to eliminate my fantasies that say if I was only more compatible with my spouse, everything would be okay.
Take a breath.
Yes.
I'm going to turn it around and say, if only I was more compatible with me, meaning getting rid of my stuff, my negative energy, everything would be okay. Take a breath. And by the way, I'd like to make comment here. This isn't about pointing out and saying, you're right and I'm wrong, you're right. That's not about that. That's competition. Well, there we go.
Here we go.
And to eliminate the competition between my spouse and myself, my partner and myself. Take a breath.
About stupid things.
Take a breath. Competition is one of the biggest energies that you can't see or don't usually see that gets in the way of a relationship.
Most people don't see the competition because it's about things that are really, who's the sickest?
Who's the sickest? Who's done the most work?
Who's done the most work? Who's the most deserving?
Yes.
Who's the most pathetic in the moment? And to eliminate the competition.
No, don't make me. Yeah.
The competition that I have with my spouse. Take a breath. Should we do life force?
We should. Let's get to doing that. So, everyone, just shake it out and go with me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so we can love ourselves enough to find out who we are. Take a breath. Pull in that energy. Pull it in. Just let it happen. And now just breathe out easily. Remember, we all need to breathe and need oxygen in our lives and to eliminate so there can be harmony and goodwill between me and my spouse, me and my partner, me and my relationships. Take a breath. That's life force energy you're pulling in there.
You said eliminate.
Oh, I did. Oh my gosh. Let's back that doggy bus up, okay? And to activate life force energy so there can be harmony and goodwill between me and my spouse. Take a breath.
There have been so many people that look at us because we go back and forth and we do correct each other from time to time and we don't seem to react. And there's people around us that they're just waiting for one of us to just blow.
That's not the way it works.
But it's the negative energy that makes the difference.
Hey, so I want to make this right. I don't want to make this wrong.
And to activate life force so I can focus on my growth and evolution versus what is wrong with my partner.
Breathe.
Take a breath.
Pull that life force energy in.
Yes.
And to activate life force energy so I can be happy as I'm uncovering my unique ecosystem. Take a breath. So, Jason, I know I kind of let the cat out of the bag, but what are we going to talk about next week?
We're talking about parenting, and it's such a huge issue. We're both parents, and it's really difficult because I don't know that there's any really good information out there about parenting that isn't programming. And it's basically we're taught to program our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if they end up full of anger, hate, bitterness, resentment, and they disrespect us, that's a good indication that you used a programming method.
Yes.
This is a much better way, and you'll be fascinated by understanding the ecosystem approach to parenting. So tune in next week.
If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at the time of the show, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter to get the backstory of Living Lighter.
And don't forget to tell them about the bonus.
All right. And the bonus is sign up for the newsletter and we will include a bonus feature, Keeping Your Marriage Fresh. That's the bonus feature for this week. Each week there will be a new one. So we love hearing your comments. So send us a note on our email address, which is Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Bye-bye, everyone.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.